Thank you for calling XPO. My name is Alexis. How may I assist?
Hi, Alexis. This is Antoine. I've got a work order number for you.
Okay, give me just a moment. Okay, what's that order number?
078 Edward David Frank Zero Frank. Oh, no, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. That's the wrong number. Hold on.
Okay.
Let me go back. 078 Edward Bravo Zero Frank.
Give me just a moment. Okay, 2126 Elhurst Street. Not sure how to pronounce that name.
Yeah, me either.
Okay, you did say your name was Antoine, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, I've called twice. I know you're probably in Alpharetta. I called down to Montgomery twice, and it hung up on me twice after. So I took a picture at 10:38. I've been sitting here since about 10:32, but I took a picture at 10:38, so it has a time stamp. They're not home. So I know you got to start the clock, but start the clock at 10:38, and the picture's in here to prove it. So when they, put that in a note. 10:38 for me, I think, is the same for you. I know in Alabama it's different. But,
yeah, I'm in Alabama, too, so it's different.
Oh, you're in Alabama. Okay. And I called a second number.
Okay, so here I didn't see it here, so we'll just have to go off the time frame here. You have to wait there for 15 minutes in order to get that trip charge.
Okay, well, then I'm not going to do that. So you guys just go on ahead and say that I didn't wait. I elected not to take the trip charge. I'm not going to just give you free 10 minutes. So if my picture in the system ain't good enough, go ahead and call the customer. If you can get a hold of them, then you're great. Stand here, let him open the door, but if not, I'm taking off. So get the $15.
Okay, I can try calling again.
Okay.